Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, Grand Central listeners. Welcome back. And for a third week in a row, my guests are Moira and Richard Brown. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you. And we have been taking on a tough topic. I mean, you make it simple with your grace and your authenticity. But the topic of how can grandparents be sensitive to their friends or peers or family members who are not grandparents, but that are in, you know, the grandparenting age bracket and hope and wish they could be. I always feel this, the gravity of wanting to talk about Jackson and my next little grandchild coming and share everything because I'm thrilled about it. And then just being so sensitive to the fact that my joy at I don't want it to cause other people's pain or struggle. So that's the topic, everyone. Moira,
it's a tough one because, you know, I think of Hillary Clinton, who isn't a warm, fuzzy personality.
Right.
Okay. She said when her first grandchild came along that she'd been told by many people that a new place in her heart would open up. There would be a love like she would had never known. And she was dubious of that until that baby arrived. And even the cool, cerebral Hillary admitted to an unspeakable love that changed her life. So it is, I'm sure, very hard for grandparents. Tim, you're a new man with Jackson. How old is Jackson?
Five.
Five. How has that changed you?
Oh, everything that comes on TV, every news story, everything going on right now in the world. It's not that I don't think about my kids, but they're at an age where I feel they have the safety and the discernment. We at least got them through the teen years and the child years, but everything is like,
how will this impact Jackson?
How are we going to be part of protecting him? So, so it does open up another part of your world. And you know what? The one thing that we really kind of laugh and joke about, I'm sure a lot of my grandparenting friends and listeners here will relate to, is the things where you thought you blew it with your own kids. You feel like you're getting a bit of a second round to just, and you don't have all the tough parenting parts, so you get to be the jolly grandparent. Pop for me and Grammy for Diane, my wife. So there's those pieces of the puzzle to it. So
that's lovely to hear.
I want to read something, and I just want you guys to respond to it. There's a website called Next Avenue, and there's a 2023 article by Barbara Williams Cosentino, and just lots of warmth and insight in what she's written. So I'm going to read it here. Envy is not a pleasant emotion, but it is a human one. I sometimes envy my friends' lives, their Facebook-perfect holidays spent with their grown-up children and their not-so-grown-up grandkids. I envy grandparents who receive sticky-fingered kisses and crayon cards that they plaster all over their refrigerator. I envy that they get to hug their grandbabies, swing the little ones high into the sky, or proudly show off their tween granddaughter's award for first place in a citywide essay contest, or their grandson's newly sprouted facial hair. They deserve rightfully to celebrate the unique joy of loving the child or children of their children. The heart that gives thanks is a happy one, for we cannot feel thankful and unhappy at the same time, writes Douglas Wood, a children's author and songwriter. I have a wonderful life with abundant riches, even though grandchildren have not been part of the package. It's been way too easy for me to focus on the things I don't have instead of the many good things I have. I am trying to be mindful, to be thankful, and to develop the gift of gratitude. Finally, now, it's time for the grief to end. Now, it is easy for me to just read that out because I'm not living in that pocket. What do you, was there anything in that that resonated or that stuck out to you?
Relinquishment. I'm thinking of someone I will not name who for years pined, pleaded, appealed to God, wanting to have a child. And her pastor finally said to her, what is important? What is most important to you? Do you want a child or do you want the will of God? And like this writer, she had to come to the place, and I think it's true of any of our desires, where we give them back to God, where we actually say, Lord, you know my heart, you know my desires, but your will be done. I trust in you. And that is a place of victory, whether you're waiting for a husband or a child or a job or grandchildren. It is such a spiritual principle because you're going to be eaten up and robbed of God's best today if you're totally focusing on what you're waiting for. We're all in God's waiting room for something. Someone said, wait is God's favorite word. Someone else said, wait is God's favorite four-letter word, because that's how it feels
right.
For a lot of people.
Well, that's quite a quote. I like that.
Seasons of waiting will be many if we want to see God's purposes fulfilled in our lives. We have to learn to live with that, with grace.
Trust.
To a certain extent, I mean, I would echo what Moira has said here, but I look at life, particularly as a believer, you know, as a great adventure. Life is an adventure, and every adventure has times of waiting. They have times of risk. They have times of danger.
Difficulty,
they have mountaintops experiences, too, but you know that something else is going to happen, and it is just enjoying the journey regardless of what is happening. So
I'm not sounding, perhaps sounding like a broken record. I hope I did say last program that my kindergarten teacher was a spinster. She never married.
Right.
But she mothered and influenced generations of children. The proverb says, and it's Proverbs 11:25, the person who refreshes others will themselves be refreshed. So you can sit and stew and mope about whatever it is you don't have today, or you can get an other's focus and say, Lord, you planned this day from eternity. Before I was born, you planned this day for me. The one who put the stars in place and keeps them there in perfect order. Am I going to miss it by moping? Or am I going to turn to you and find out what are the handfuls of purpose for today? And that, I mean, Tim, you know, I've interviewed so many people whose faith story is directly tied to a praying grandmother or an influential senior. I mean, as a new believer, God put a woman 50 years my senior into my life. We were BFFs. She was 50 years older. I wouldn't be the person I am today without Ruby Henley. You know,
that's amazing.
Who can you invest in? Live, learn, and pass it on.
What an amazing perspective. But I mean, that's kind of what this topic is about, is your perspective and how our frailty as human beings sometimes comes into play. So, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants, you know, that expression, that's hard to overcome sometimes with just, I don't know, the place that you guys have been able to land on. Is such a gift and such an inspirational piece for community, for who you are, for the people who know and love you, for our listeners today.
Could we just add, and I think it's only fair to say, that our adult children are very much, they live in different cities.
Yes.
But they're still very much part of our lives.
Right, of course. Of course. And we caught that, in the first show when you mentioned about how your story is. But for our grandparents, for every Moira and Richard, who have this beautiful way to communicate this and hearts that are dependent on God. We need to celebrate them and those like them and still find that sensitive point in our relationship for those who just find this more heartbreaking than they know what to do with, at least at this moment in time.
Are there places that you can volunteer and get involved with children that are not your own?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you don't have to live deprived of little ones.
No, for sure. And so many of my friends, that's where they're in places. They're grand friends. They are.
I love that. I'm going to write that down.
I think there's organizations for grand friends. I think there's an organization called Grand Pals. And so there's all these places for them. But I call on grandparents to be wise like you would in any topic. Like, you don't jump into something with someone and just assume they're this type of person or that type of person. If you know them well, create sensitivity. But I also know it doesn't help to pretend you don't have grandkids, that I've had friends in my life go like, you don't have to do that. That's not helping any. Like, we're not...
Stifling your joy.
Yeah, like, that's not helping either. So it's this sensitivity issue. Is there anything more you'd like to say? I mean, your authenticity, your vulnerability, your courage, your grace, your inspiration has been profound. But here at the end of the third show.
You know, one thing that I love, this Hollywood producer that I heard 20, 25 years ago. He happened to be a Christian, but he said, the children of today with malleable minds are the leaders of tomorrow with fixed ideas. So we love to seed into those little ones. Mm. And I know with our kids, as soon as they could understand, I read them the Narnia series. When they were growing up, we read them the fables that lead toward, you know, that prove a character trait. I mean, I loved Michael Waite, you know, wrote a series of books on building Christian character. You know, one of them, our son really loved, you know, Handy Dandy Helpful Hell, the pooped out
parents'
favorite pal, know, and Max and the Big Fat Lie, you know. So I love to... you know, feed into those little ones. Read stories that have a purpose and are character building to the little ones. You know, if you have that opportunity, as grandparents you do, as parents you do, but take an opportunity. Can I give a book, you know, to those little ones and read them through it?
Well, of course, Tim was writing those books before he had Grandchild. Well, he's saying amen and amen to that.
Went down that road. I want to thank you so much for being here. Just so appreciate you. I appreciate that you came in for this topic. I know there's room for way more discussion on this. But for those who are listening, that this is a huge area of sensitivity as a grandparent or as someone who desires to be a grandparent for the people in your world. My prayer is just that these three episodes with Richard and Moira have had something profound for you, something meaningful, something inspirational, something that might touch your heart and just kind of take you to a little bit different place than you were before we had this topic, a place of grace and goodness and celebration and joy and great sensitivity. Okay, our adapted benediction one more time for all you listeners, grandparents, parents, grand friends, wherever your place is, just good friends and family. May peace and joy be abundant in this sacred season of your journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. May the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to a world filled with people who need to know they are cherished, just as Richard and Moira, as you do. So great at cherishing people. Until next time, to all my listeners, to all the Grand Central listeners, to people who maybe just found this by accident because they were scrolling through the radio dial, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.